The groups involved are calling a collaboration that they believe will benefit private landowners across the United States. The Noble Foundation, based out of Ardmore, Oklahoma, Texas A&M University's Institute for Renewable Natural Resources, and the East Foundation, a group from South Texas, have signed a memorandum of understanding that formed the Center for Private Land Stewardship. The signing taking place earlier this week at the launch of the Cattle Industry Convention here in San Antonio. We caught up with Chad Ellis of the Noble Foundation and asked him about this effort.
The Center for Private Land Stewardship, Ron, is basically a collaboration of like-minded organizations and groups to really focus on the land stewardship and the importance of the land stewardship and trying to help promote what private landowners do and the public benefits of their stewardship of clean water, clean air, etc., wildlife habitat, open space. And it's also to help empower those land managers and try to help them with assistance of those management and those techniques. And so there's a lot of education outreach, try to develop tools to help those private landowners make decisions and really support the private landowners' interests.
Working with Noble on this project is Texas A&M's AgriLife Institute of Renewable Natural Resources. Their associate director is Brian Hayes, and he says there's a lot of opportunity to do some good things on behalf of landowners, not just here in the Southern Great Plains, but really across the country.
I think the need is that we're all individually, we're working on these and promoting land stewardship and the importance of land stewardship, and together we can work together to make that voice louder and be heard over a larger area, and the partnership will allow us to do that.
As you get to a point where you're working with landowners, with those private landowners that the partnerships is all about, what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, I think one of the big things from my standpoint, in my opinion, what we hope to accomplish is a state like Texas, for instance, where it's very much more urban than it used to be, is to get the importance of that private landowner and the stewardship that they provide, the public benefit as a whole. And as I mentioned earlier, it's clean water, a good supply of water, habitat, recreational areas for them, is to promote that and to study the drivers that are changing across the nation and changing in fragmentation of land, parcels becoming smaller. So it's those new owners to educate them about land stewardship and why it's important to maintain that, to maintain the sustainability of that property and the benefits that are derived from it.
One of the challenges to sustainability that Brian Hayes was talking about is drought. And according to Chad Ellis, he says this Center for Private Land Stewardship is a great partnership of these organizations that can work on this particular issue.
Another one of those drivers is drought. And so, getting ahead of that, learning, proper management, grazing management, having a true plan going forward to be able to adjust and be able to handle some of these drivers of drought, regulatory issues, and so on.
What's the, this has just been announced, obviously. You said you're maybe looking for some additional partners in this effort, but what's the early steps going to look like for this partnership?
So our early steps are, basically we have signed an MOU with the three organizations this week. Our next steps is basically trying to put together a strategic plan and outline of going forward. Hopefully, we can get, the next step would be a 501(c)(3) status of this group and going on further with that.
Chad Ellis with the Noble Foundation talking about the new Center for Private Land Stewardship being established by the Noble Foundation, by the Institute for Renewable Natural Resources of Texas A&M, and the East Foundation. On the Oklahoma Farm Report here in San Antonio, I'm Ron Hayes.